This April, Griffin Theatre Company launches their inaugural Batch Festival, a three-week celebration of alternative writing and genre-bending performances from up-and-coming talent across the nation. Featured in the diverse lineup of works is comedian Cassie Workman's Giantess, a one-person show interweaving music, comedy, storytelling, and even illustration. Cassie joins us on the line this morning to tell us more. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
I mean, you've had a pretty interesting week with Tonightly, with your segment, So You Think You Can Trans.
Yes.
How has that been? I mean, the internet can be a very awful place, especially on the national broadcaster.
It's been a mixed bag, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think the important thing is that I'm getting a lot of messages of support from the trans community and from young people who maybe haven't come out and they need to see trans people in the media. There's been a lot of positivity about that. There's a long way to go because there's certainly a lot of hate. There's a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of, specific and non-specific threats. So it's been a real roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean, you came out last year at Story Club. It was incredibly moving. They put up as a podcast. I cried, I will say. How was that experience for you?
It was nerve-wracking. I haven't been that nervous at a performance for a long time. I was very, very relieved and elated afterwards. It was a really... really special night. It's probably one of the happiest moments of my life.
Mm. I mean, this was also during the time when you were working with Griffin Theatre when you transitioned into Cassie. Did it kind of change the way that you kind of approached your work?
There has been like a change in my comedy and my performance. I find that, pardon me, my material is not... it's not changing so much. I've never had particularly gendered material. Mm. I like to talk about ideas, I guess, and so it doesn't really come up who I am.
Mm.
But certainly the way that I put things across is different, and some of that's out of necessity and some of that's just an organic change.
Yeah. Now, Giantess, it's a fable for big kids. Can you tell us a bit more about the story behind it?
Giantess takes the form of, it's basically vignettes of my life and of a fictional story about a girl who is abducted, and it sort of fits together with some cartoons and with some music to give people who haven't experienced dysphoria and haven't experienced identity questioning is an idea on what it's like to live that life.
Mm. You're a comic, your content can be quite adult, especially when you're doing a stand-up. How was it kind of transitioning to like, probably wrong word there, but like, you know, trying to do work for younger audiences?
I don't know. I mean, the there's a limit to how young my audiences can be, obviously, because they mostly perform in bars. So I have noticed I'm probably gaining more young fans now, but I haven't really had to change anything. I feel like, you know, what I'm doing is pretty broad.
Mm.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. So Giantess, of course, evolves a giant. Can you tell us a bit more about the role of the giant in this specific narrative?
I think there's like two interpretations of being a giant. I mean, the first is probably more obvious, being that in order to come out and be who you are, you have to have this giant impetus, this motivation which goes beyond self-preservation, which has to be strong and overpowering and undeniable. But there's also another interpretation which I also like, which is the fear of being too big, of your body not being right, and of being noticeable to others who maybe wouldn't have noticed you before, and the anxiety that surrounds that. Mm.
You mentioned earlier also you kind of interweave music, storytelling and cartoons or illustration into the show. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
I started my career in storytelling doing shows that were very heavily scored, and I used a lot of cartoons to get my point across, and then I moved away from that in later years because I felt like I was relying too much on it, and I focused a lot more on the narrative itself and the text, and I tried to compensate for the lack of those things with the text, and I feel like I've achieved that now. So what I would like to do is bring those two things back together and create something that's greater than the sum of its parts.
Mm. Sounds fantastic. Now, just to finish off, what are you most excited for your audiences to experience when they go see Giantess?
I think it's really exciting to go and see a live show generally where you can have like a more intimate experience with a performer, and there's an exchange between the audience and the performer. It's a very special thing. It's a very exciting thing. So I'm interested to see the people who come along and to talk with them and to gauge their reactions, and I feel like that would be a really interesting process.
Yeah, and before I forget, you also have a crowdfunder going on.
Oh yes, I do. I'm crowdfunding for surgery, and so that's a CHUFT campaign. It's called Cassie Needs Surgery. And you can find links to that on my fan page. That's going very well. I'm very happy with that.
Excellent. We'll also pop that up along with this podcast. But Cassie, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.